For decades, fleas have been celebrated as the high-jumping champions of the insect world. On a good day, a flea can leap 100 times its own length. That's not good enough anymore, though. A British scientist says the jumping crown rightly belongs to a little green creature known as the spittlebug. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Spittlebugs live in many gardens, but they're easy to miss. Early in life, they hide in a frothy liquid that looks like, well, spittle. Fully grown, they're only a quarter of an inch long, and they spend most of their time hiding under leaves.
They sit with their mouthparts plugged into the plant, sucking on its sap.
Malcolm Burrows is a zoologist at Cambridge University. He discovered that spittlebugs, also called froghoppers, do have another talent. Burrows says he was doing field work one day when he decided to film the bugs as they hopped.
It turned out that they were incredibly fast. I mean, they were so fast that, in fact, the high-speed camera that I was using that could take pictures at 2,000 frames a second really wasn't fast enough to photograph these animals. The pictures were still blurred because they were moving so fast.
Back in the lab, Burrows found the spittlebugs could launch themselves more than 2 feet in the air. His calculations, published in the journal Nature, show that during jumps, spittlebugs experience forces 100 times greater than those humans experience on a roller coaster. Burrows says the spittlebug generates its tremendous jumping power much the way a catapult does.
It has to cock its legs into a position ready for jumping, hold them steady in that position while its muscles crank up a lot of force, and then suddenly release all of that stored force and stored energy very rapidly.
Burrows says fleas use a similar technique, but devote far less of their total muscle power to the task. The result? Spittlebugs are better jumpers than fleas, even after accounting for factors such as size and wind resistance. That finding came as no surprise to at least one expert on the mechanics of animal jumping, Professor Neil Alexander of Leeds University in Great Britain.
A flea may be able to jump to a height of 20 centimeters, and that sounds great. But when you think of it from a proper mechanics point of view, that's really pretty poor. 20 centimeters isn't much of a jump.
Alexander says the spittlebug is clearly a better example of jumping mechanics than the flea. Surprisingly, he says, both insects have something in common with humans, who are pretty poor jumpers.
When we jump, we use the springiness of our Achilles tendons, the tendons down behind our ankles. The springiness of them helps us to jump in much the same way as a little block of elastic protein in the flea helps it to jump.
Alexander says if a flea were the size of, say, Michael Jordan, it could jump over St. Paul's Cathedral in London. But his favorite jumper is the African bush baby, a mammal that looks like a small teddy bear and can clear obstacles more than 6 feet high. In the U.S., high-jumping insects have inspired a government research project. Scientists at Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque hope to use robots known as hoppers to get equipment into places wheeled vehicles can't go. Barry Spletzer is a senior scientist on the project. He says the robot's designers chose to use a fuel-powered piston or actuator to make the hoppers hop. They didn't even try to match the elegant jumping mechanisms found in insects.
There are big differences between what we do and what nature does. Nature's very good at lots of joints and lots of actuators. We're very bad at that. The hopper, for example, has a single actuator. It's very simple compared to what nature does.
What the hopper lacks in elegance, though, it makes up for in brute force. Spletzer says a hopper the size of a coffee can easily jumps 10 feet, and a slightly larger version has cleared 50 feet. John Hamilton, NPR News.